the 4th of March. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The stage is set for the big impeachment trial, which, depending on the political family you belong to, is either the only way to heal our divided nation or the thing that will tear us to pieces. It's true that there is a certain redundancy in removing a president who's already been removed, but yesterday I noticed a headline that might make it a little less absurd. It comes from the mysterious QAnon world that so many Trump supporters call home. Vice.com says there is a QAnon claim going around that an act passed in 1871 dissolved the original U.S. government so that everything since then has been illegal, yada, yada, yada. Bottom line being that Trump never was supposed to be inaugurated January 20th and will instead be sworn in on the Constitution's original inauguration day, March 4th, which is why he never conceded, since this was the plan all along. It may sound crazy, and yet, given the large number of people who sincerely believe this, it actually makes a conviction essential, because not to convict leaves open the possibility that someone just might thrust a Bible under Trump's hand March 4th. And for senators to give that kind of hope to the very people who came awfully close to dragging them out of their escape tunnels and stringing them up in the Capitol Plaza would be the biggest absurdity of all. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.